Hey everyone, this is Nick Bosk here for your Coaching 101 Minute, a recap of our Coaching 101 teleclasses led this week by Lorna Poole and Scott Massarelli. If you are listening to this and you haven't had a chance to come to a Coaching 101 yet, I really encourage you to go and register and to look at our time options for next week and take advantage of this free resource offered by Coach Campus and International Coach Academy. We had students from all over the world, as we normally do in all of our classes here at International Coach Academy, from the U.S., from Canada, from Shanghai, from Taiwan, from Singapore. We had two students from Europe and a student from Australia as well. Now, the main question I want to focus on today for our recap came out of one of our classes on the topic of blame. So, what is blame and how do you help a client who may be stuck in a cycle of blame? Now, we do have a topic here at ICA, which we teach you in our coach training programs, about responsibility versus blame. So when we're looking at this, we're looking at the two different ends of the coin, blame being maybe the negative and disempowering side, and responsibility being the place where we all want to be. So I like to call this the blaming game often. You know, when you're working with the client and they're stuck, you know, really they're stuck in a blame cycle, blaming themselves, blaming others around them. Usually it is mostly just about ourselves. Now, there are only three options when you are playing this blame game. Either one, you are bad or wrong. Two, someone else is bad or wrong. Or three, the situation is bad or wrong or out of control. So really, as you can see, there are no one wins. It's really a no-win situation. So when we're looking at the flip side of blame, I really think it comes down to forgiveness, forgiving yourself. It's not so much that you did anything wrong or did anything bad or you have thought wrong. It's more of a sense of taking on the responsibility that you have complete control and nothing is negatively being put upon you other than your own thinking, your own doing. There are four tips that I want to share with you that really get down to how to stop playing the blame game. One, know that no one can make you feel anything without your permission. Your permission is key. And it's not that you're actually giving your permission to someone saying, yes, you can hurt me. It's that you allow it to happen. But no, you have complete control. So only if you give your permission can this happen to you. Number two, understand that responsibility is a privilege and start becoming responsible for yourself. I think often the blame game takes over, it's that we do understand that there is possibility and we become panicked. We may not be sure of ourselves and how to move forward. So we kind of go to a place of negativity rather than the possibility. But understand that you have the responsibility. Number three is accept that you are human and you will make mistakes and that's okay. You know, it really is okay. And actually, I think in life, the whole purpose is to make a mistake so you can learn from it. So give yourself a break. Don't blame. And number four, realize that not making a choice is a choice. And this is a theme that I work with all my clients on a continuous basis, that by not making a choice, you are making a choice. You're choosing the blame game. So make a choice. It is up to you. Take responsibility and only allow things through your own permission. So responsibility versus blame. So stop playing the blame game. A few other questions that were asked in our class this week really were talking about how do you make a living as a coach? So what are the possibilities of earning potential, say, a year out, 3 years out, 5 years out as a professional coach? Another great question was, how do I know if I'm meant to be a coach? And then lastly, another question came from a potential student who is looking at becoming an executive coach, wanted to know how important it was to become certified or credentialed as a coach. So we covered these questions, covered the questions of blame versus responsibility, and many other topics of conversation. So if you are interested in coming and being part of this conversation, sign up for our next Coaching 101 classes next week and join our training team as we dig into the topics of coaching and the coaching industry. This has been Nick Bosk for your Coaching 101 Minute.